State Health Minister Michael Ferguson. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you've got some public community health forums happening across northern Tasmania this week, and you've got Devonport tonight.
That's right, Darren, and the reason we're doing this is twofold. One is the government wants to be closely involved with the community and sharing about health reform. The need for it is, I think, well understood, but we want to share what we've been able to achieve in the last 12 months since the reforms really kicked off, and also to share about where we're up to and what's next, what is expected to happen next. But secondly, we also want to encourage people, just as we have seen happen in Hobart last night, I want to encourage people to bring any questions on any area of health to my attention, and also the CEO of the Tasmanian Health Service will be with me. So it's a pretty good opportunity just to be able to ask questions, make comments, and get things responded to that maybe have been annoying you, or even good things that you've experienced in the health system. So we're encouraging people to come along tonight, and it's at the Devonport Entertainment and Convention Centre at 6 p.m.
So what do you think your major achievements have been over the last 12 months?
We've seen a lot of work happening and a fair bit of reform and change. I know that, you know, for some people change is, you know, an unhappy thing, but we're actually focused on having a better health system. That's all that we're motivated by. So we've taken medical advice about some of the changes that we need to see in our health system, and we've also provided a significant amount of additional funding to enable those changes, as well as to bring down our waiting lists. Now, Darren, you might hear around the place a bit of scuttlebutt, you know, waiting lists are blowing out. Well, they're actually not. It's actually going the other way. Our waiting lists are now at the lowest levels that they've ever been since the current records were commenced in 2005. So in the Northwest Coast, we're just so pleased with the waiting lists have come well down. A year ago, we had 190 people who'd been waiting longer than they should have been. We've nearly halved that number. At the Mersey, since 1 July, just 1 month ago, 5 weeks ago, at the Mersey, more than 350 people have received their surgery or a procedure at the Mersey Dedicated Elective Surgery Centre. And so they're good achievements, and we've got a lot more work to do, including increasing services at the Mersey when there is a service change for birthing to be consolidated to Burnie. So we are looking at a lot of change. I want to make sure that the community is part of that, understands where we're coming from, and is completely informed before any changes are put into place.
All right, so there's still a 24/7 emergency service at the Mersey, though.
That's correct, and will remain the case.
Okay, well, now you mentioned the birthing service in Burnie at the Northwest Regional. What if a situation arises where a woman goes into labour much earlier than expected, and she has to have fairly well immediate surgery?
That's one of the areas that we can talk about tonight, and it's certainly an area where we are not yet ready for an announcement on this because there's still some work that's going on. It's taking a little longer than originally expected. But the first people that I have committed to informing about any changes before we make the announcement more public is, of course, with our staff at the Mersey. But those sorts of scenarios that you've described there, Darren, are all part of how the new plan is being put into place. We haven't announced anything in terms of the specific site location, but we have said that we want to consolidate birthing to Burnie. I will now answer your question with what I can say, is that in emergency situations, of course, emergency provision will be allowed.
There's a new helipad going in at the Mersey Hospital?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. We've got a focus on linking. You know, under the old system, you had three regions working, you know, a bit separately from each other, and trying to link them up has been a key goal of our health reforms, Darren. We're just a small state of 500,000 people, and we can't keep going on like this. So one of the ways that we can demonstrate that is by having an integrated trauma service across the state. To do that, you need proper air links, and you need road ambulances, but you also need air links so that you can rapidly retrieve people to a higher level hospital, like, for example, Launceston or Hobart. And that's why we, in a state that only has one of our four hospitals with a helipad, we are building helipads at all of the other three. So there'll be a helipad being built at Burnie Regional, there'll be a helipad to be built at the Mersey Hospital, and also there's a helipad that the government has now put back into the Royal Hobart Hospital redevelopment. So that's all underway, but the Burnie and La Trobe helipads are more advanced than Hobart.
Okay, will you have full-time 24-hour access to an actual helicopter?
We do. The helicopter is a shared contract that we have across government, including with police. So it's available at our requirements and as Ambulance Tasmania require it, and it gets into the air quickly. But what's important is that we have helipads at the hospitals, and where you don't have helipads on site at a hospital, it usually adds, you know, somewhere around 30 minutes to the cost of the patient's time. And they could be life-saving 30 minutes. If we can eliminate that transfer in and out of an ambulance, into and out of a helicopter, we're actually saving time and potentially saving lives. So that's happening. And you know what else, Darren? In terms of ambulance, 12 new paramedics are now in place on the northwest coast. They started on the 1st of July, and that is a specific contribution from government to the northwest health community to support our reforms and ensure that people are taken to the right hospital in the first place.
There's a story going around in the news today about the amount of doctors that we have full-time working in Tasmania, particularly at our hospitals, not just GPs. Do we need more? Have we got enough doctors?
We do need more. we do need more, and I'm glad you've asked me that. We're very determined to get the right workforce for our needs. If I can quickly explain that there is a word locum. So a locum is also a fully qualified doctor, but they're like a casual employed doctor. They're very expensive to have to pay for them. And while they provide the service that we need to ensure that we continue to provide care to our patients, we're far better by having permanently employed doctors who are, you know, long-term contributors to the health system, not short-term. So that's why the government has made it very clear that our reliance on locums needs to be reduced. We should only use them where we need to fill in for someone's absence. And we've got a specific piece of work happening with Dr. Robert Pegram, who is based at in the Northwest, and we have a specific work happening to get the right mix of medical specialists. And it actually is more feasible for us to do that now that we're one health system, instead of just leaving the Northwest and the North and the South to do their own things separately.
Well, part of the problem of not having enough doctors, do you think that the medical course available at the University of Tasmania is broad enough?
Yes, that's actually not our problem, Darren. So we've actually got a very high-quality medical program here in Tasmania. Students also do their clinical studies outside of Hobart at Burnie, La Trobe and Launceston. And there are also specialist training programs. These are not the problems. The problems that we've had in particular, if I may just be quite blunt about it, is that we've actually had challenges of attracting people to live and work in the northwest coast. And so there's been a reliance in particular in the northwest on locum employment. And so that's why there is that work that I've described that needs to happen. But there are successes. It's not all doom and gloom at all, because Dr. Robert Pegram has successfully recruited for the northwest coast a new permanent respiratory physician looking after your lungs, a general physician, and also an obstetrician in the northwest. And we are actively looking for other specialists, and so there's a lot of work occurring, and we are moving toward a better health system. And this morning I also released advice on that shows that we've actually been successful on this point. We actually now have an increase of 43 salaried medical practitioners that we've employed in the last 16 months. So we're improving, but, you know, we've got some stubborn challenges in our health system which have been around for a long time, and we just need to work together to improve them.
Okay, so the public forum tonight, so it's on for everyone, 6 o'clock, Devonport Entertainment Centre. So obviously you'll be speaking. Have you lined up anyone else to speak?
Well, I'll be there to speak, and I'll be there to share about where we've come from and where we're going. Also, the CEO will be with me, but it's my hope that I don't spend too long talking. I want to listen to what members of the public, your listeners, listening to this interview, what they've got to say. So that's why it's a genuine invitation. Come along, bring your questions, and if you have concerns or worries, you can bring those too and tell us about them. We'll listen. And it's a genuine two-way conversation tonight, 6 p.m.
All right, and then you're having another one in Burnie.
Correct, yeah. So we're in Burnie as well this week, and I'll be there on Friday night, the 12th, and that's at the Braddon Hall at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. And same time, 6 p.m, so if any of your listeners are not able to come to Devonport tonight, they're most welcome to come to Burnie.
Michael, thanks very much.
Hey, Darren, it's always a pleasure, and I just am very grateful for the chance to bring you and your listeners up to date with how we're improving the health system.